My name is Diana Craig Patch, and I am the Lila Atchison Wallace, curator in charge of Egyptian art. I curated the show. It's an exhibition that focuses on a piece of Egyptian art, but explores why obelisks have meaning to the West through the way that they have interpreted obelisks in Western art. They were the fetish. They are capped. The point is the fetish of the sun god. And the fetish has been placed on a tall monument that would connect the earth to the sky, to the heavens, because Re is the god of creation, and he initially came out of the mound at the beginning of the world, but he resides in the sky as the sun. So it connects the two points. And they were erected in front of entrances to temples and to tombs because they would hold both the god's power and the king's power if they were inscribed that way, and they would protect the entrance to the tomb or the temple. It was something you could see for miles, and I think that's one of the keys. It's something that people could see out because they stood outside the temple. People would be able to see them. They aren't something that's inside the temple doors and closed. So they would be visible to everybody, and they would stand as a symbol of the sun god.